So over the past centuries, the few last centuries, microscopes have revolutionized our world. They reveal to us a tiny world of objects, life, and structures that are too small for us to see with our naked eyes. They had tremendous contribution to science and technology. Today, I'd like to introduce you to a new type of microscope, a microscope for changes. It doesn't use optics like a regular microscope to make small objects bigger, but instead, it uses a video camera and image processing to reveal to us the tiniest motions and color changes in objects and people, changes that are impossible for us to see with our naked eyes. And it lets us look at our world in a completely new way. So what do I mean by color changes? Our skin, for example, changes its color very slightly when the blood flows under it. That change is incredibly subtle, which is why when you look at other people, when you look at the person sitting next to you, you don't see their skin or the face changing color. When we look at this video of Steve here, it appears to us like a static picture. But once we look at this video through our new special microscope, suddenly we see a completely different image. What you see here are small changes in the color of Steve's skin magnified 100 times so that they become visible. We can actually see a human pulse. We can see how fast Steve's heart is beating, but we can also see the actual way that the blood flows in his face. And we can do that not just to visualize the pulse, but also to actually recover our heart rates and measure our heart rates. And we can do it with regular cameras and without touching the patients. So here you see the pulse and heart rate we extracted for a neonatal baby from a video we took with a regular DSLR camera. And the heart rate measurement we get is as accurate as the one you'd get with a standard monitor in a hospital. And it doesn't even have to be a video we recorded. We can do it essentially with other videos as well. So I just took a short clip from Batman Begins here just to show Christian Bale's pulse. And you know, presumably he's wearing makeup. The lighting here is kind of challenging, but still, just from the video, we're able to extract this pulse and show it quite well. So how do we do all that?